a little time where I can feel thereabouts to send you a recording. I feel very badly that I have not been able to write as much as I would feel like, but unfortunately my eyes can't take it, and then I head for the typewriter. My fingers are giving me problems. My rheumatoid arthritis is really bugging me this winter, and my wants to go to Matt's bar for hamburgers tonight, and that kind of makes me laugh because we used to take her over there after Uncle died, and the hamburgers are still as good as they were when you were a little boy, John. It's on Cedar and 32nd or 35th Street, and I remember when you kids were 6 and 7 years old and thereabouts, and we still lived down in South Minneapolis. I would take you over there, and we'd have a hamburger and a Coke, and the hamburgers are still as good as they were then. So she found out about that place, and we had taken her there twice, and she can't get enough of that stuff. So that's what she said. She wanted to go and take us over to Matt's for hamburgers. So there goes today. And on Sunday, we are supposed to go over to Bob's nephew and niece out in Brooklyn Park to play cards. And it goes on and on and on. We are on the go constantly. I cannot believe how busy a winter we have had just visiting around. Bob, I can't wait to see you come and see you and get the shock of my life seeing David and Renee in their teens. When they left, they were both little kids, and now they are almost grown-ups, almost adults, and it'll be kind of a little shock to lay my eyes on them for the first time. So needless to say, I'm most anxious for you to come because it has been a long time, and I miss you. Of course, I miss Angie. I miss you very dreadfully, all of you, and it's just too bad that we can't be together as much as we wish. But then on the other hand, maybe it's a plus because too much togetherness can probably not be too good either, so I don't know. Just have to in the Twin City area. If and when you come, you will not recognize downtown Minneapolis. It is a total disaster area with all the construction and buildings going on, and as a matter of fact, what they have completed is absolutely beautiful. When we go downtown, which is very, very rarely, it's like I'm going to a strange city. I don't recognize a thing anymore. The area around the